Tonight I want to be mefarid and marachiv on the nekuda we spoke about last time. We reached a basic challenge, one of the biggest challenges, but from Klali in Chinuch. And that is be'etzim, we as parents, as mechanchim, we have a very difficult challenge, quote from Mishnei Atzadim. Mitzarechot, we saw that chinuch is to cause the children to do mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, whatever, I'm trying to mechankim them, in a way that's going to hold. It's in a way that's going to be the beginning of a process, the beginning of a long-term path. In the Melu, we saw that kfir, force, is not really a pulach chinuchis. But the problem is that many times, by many kids, some kids it's most of the times, some kids it's a myriad of the times, but many times we find in chinuch that the chonuch, the child, is right now doesn't have a rotzen to do these mitzvahs, these ma'asim tovim. It's neged the rotzen of the child to do what he's supposed to be doing. So, who's supposed to tell him what to do? The father and mother, know the derech asher yelech, they know the proper path. They're supposed to be giving over to him. They're telling him what to do, but he doesn't really want to listen. He doesn't want to listen now. He has something better to do. Many, many reasons. So the natural go-to mahalach is to be koyfe, but koyfe is not so, we said, it's not chinuch. Mitzad sheni, the other way around, to wait around for his rotzen, wait around for the child, that he comes to the rotzen, to the conclusion that this is the right thing to do, is not negev for many, many reasons. We spoke about a little bit last week. I want to be marchiv in both these two tzadim. Get down to what we spoke about. We saw that the kfir is not a pu'ul chinuches, because again, kfir is not touching the rotzen of the child. We showed from the Sias Hashar. There ain't any sort of hergel. If you want any hergel to stay, it has to be negeya, it has to touch the rotzen of the child. If there's absolutely no rotzen in a pa'ula, you haven't done chinuch. And we added on that kviya is not only a lack of chinuch, kviya actually creates many negative things, and it could be hiris, it can ravish ruin a child. If it's done repeatedly and done in a very strong way, it can ravish ruin a child's connection to certain mitzvahs and certain ma'asim tovim. And that was what we brought out. We brought out the horror from the mechanchim, that many times the parents are trying to mechanach the most. So there's an opposite reaction. The children are the least in mechanach. That's the first thing that they go away from. Because the parents, when they're focused on something very, very strong, they don't realize there's a lot of pressure many times and a lot of force done in that area. So let's speak it out a little bit. What is the negative things? What is the negative things that come out when you do kfir besides the lack of chinuch? So it's two nekudas you mentioned, I'm sure they don't want to be marchim in them. The first thing is the nekuda of merida. There's a koyach merida. You ignite the koyach merida in the child. And the second nekuda is the nekuda of negative association. So let's be mazda. What is the koyach merida in English? In English, merida means rebelliousness. So someone says right away, the light goes on. So a rebellious child, chas v'shalom, we should have a rebellious child. Rav Olba talks about many places. We should all know we also have a koyach merida. Many places. Merida is something that exists in every single human being. Yeah, rebellious though, yeah. Me and you. We say it every year. We say it in Vidui, Maradnu, yeah. We say it Maradnu, yeah. Maradnu. A koyach merida exists in every human being. And it actually comes from a good part of him. It comes from his ego. It comes from his zich. It comes from his ani. A mensch does not like to be forced. Does not like to be smothered. Does not like to be stepped on. That is the natural state of every human being. And Volva actually talks about, it has nothing to do with us today, it's a whole different shmuz, is that a person himself has to be careful in his battle with the Yetzirah not to place himself in a matzav where it's going to spring the Koyach Merida against the Yetzirah in the sugya that he's dealing with. I'm just mentioning that to say, Koyach Merida is something basic. It's not, you could say, my kid, no kid. No, every kid, every human being has it. Chaim Shmuel Evitz, Zichron Lerocha, talks about this in all different terms, but he brings this makar. He brings a makar, famous raya from the Ma'aseh of Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera was chayiv misa klapi David HaMelech, and David HaMelech, when he was nifter, he left the tzavo to Shlomo HaMelech, to his son, to make sure to take care of business, make sure his name is the Shemim Meger. It's like chachmaskoi, chachmakaladim. And kiyadua, Shlomo HaMelech didn't actually straight kill him. Then we would have thought he like, brings him to Misa. No, Shlomo HaMelech made a matziv, gave him a tzivui that if he could stay, he could stay in Yerushalayim. But if he goes out of Yerushalayim, then he's achas, he's dead. He's dead. The second he leaves Yerushalayim, he's going to be killed. In fact, Chaim Shlevitz, that's called, and the Maisa Kachava, Maisa, remember how many years, he lasted a little bit at Kufa, and then he went out of Yerushalayim, and he was taka killed. In fact, Chaim Shlevitz, he could be Seimach, Shlomo HaMelech was Seimach, could take a chance, and Mekayim, it's like Tzibi from David HaMelech. What is it? It's Shlomo HaBaroi V'Chachmas, he knew the Koich as a Nefesh of a Mensch. He knew this Nakuda, he knew this is a Koich Merida. He knew ganz fine the Yerushalmi hidden, the Yerushalmi hidden that stay in Yerushalayim. Who knows how many years, except for obviously to go to Meiron, that's they go after. But besides that, they could stay for years and years and years and years. Oh, but that's when they do it out of their own rotzen. The second you're placed in a cage, the second you're forced, the second you feel that you can't leave, it instigates, ignites in a person, a mensch, a koyach merida, there's a koyach merida in a mensch. It's sometimes, at a certain point, almost uncontrollable. It's almost uncontrollable. It's fighting to be a man, to be a zich for a zich. That koyach merida exists. And when you start forcing a child, the child feels forced in something. We have to be careful, we have to observe when we're forcing them. Because like we said force comes sometimes physically, it sometimes comes with screaming, but sometimes it comes with extreme fear and pressure, which not all the time the parents chop that. Children are afraid of them, and there's pressure. But sometimes an extreme force, extended period of force, ignites the koyach merida, which obviously causes the child to go pum faker. He wants to go against, exactly. I'm not going to daven, I'm not going to learn. Sometimes it takes years for it to come out. Sometimes they need to gain the power or the koyach to stand up against the child. But the koyach merida is ignited. That's one nekuda. And the second nekuda is a nekuda of, we call it, it's negative association. And this we have to be marichim on. When we force a child, so very, very often, the atmosphere that the child's going through, the matzav hanafshi, the emotional matzav that the child is going through is a tremendous matzav, the opposite from positive, extremely negative. It's a massive of either feeling forced, sometimes fear. Many times when the child is screamed at, he feels low, he feels not appreciated, he feels like a nebuch. Other stronger words you could say. And what happens is there's a process of negative association. It's an amazing nekud in the koyach zanefesh that gets attached to the mitzvah and the thing that you're trying to teach him. You're trying to get him to daven, to learn. The mishtatav and Pesach cleaning, very common. This chalal cleaning up the house for Shabbos, setting up the table. A list of things you're trying to get him to do. And you do it again with a forceful manner. Very often, like the case I said, you could ruin his connection. You could ruin the child's connection to these things. And the child's interested in learning, and for whatever reason, I like to talk about this maybe. Very, very often, learning with parents, learning with a father doesn't go so well, and you start forcing, and you start the child. Many times, can get a tremendous negative association with learning b'chlal. How does this work? So it's a basic yisoid in the koyach hanefesh, and it has to do befrat with the child. The first I heard it, it's done from the study of a guy. It was called Pavlov's theory, the theory of association. He brought it out like this: Maridika Nakuda. It did was they the one time they wanted that animals should dance, perform. People pay money for it. If it's dogs or monkeys, to make a difference in your name. They wanted the mamash to dance and sing. Imagine, it'd be very geschmacky. You could have, imagine a few dogs dancing and singing to Oidi Shama Bar Yehuda. It'd be geschmacky. Bring them to chasanis, make it. It'd be geschmacky. So what they do, they took these monkeys and they played music, the music they wanted them to dance to. At the same time, they put them on hot burning coals. They placed the monkeys on hot burning coals. What happens when you go in Hanukkah? You start jumping. It looks like you're dancing. You start jumping and yelping. Jumping and yelping. Just dancing a little, singing. Not the words, but... And they play something, and they did this for many times, time and over again. They put the song that they wanted them to dance to, and they put the coals. And what happened was, obviously, playing coals is a pretty cruel thing. It's not suggested if you're going to pay money to a crowd to put the coals, but that's nice. So what happened was, when they actually did this after a period of time, they put it in front of the cow, they played the music, and the monkeys started jumping and dancing the same way they did with the coals. Why? So they felt the same exact pain. They associated the feeling of pain that there is in standing on these coals with the music. Time and time again, after when they heard this music, their body experienced excruciated pain. There becomes an association between the two things. What's the aside? It's very chashiv. It's a very negiah to the olam of kids. There's the marechet of seichel. We have a seichel, which Baruch Hashem is unbelievable. And then there's the emotion. There's chush. Emotion is attached to chush. There's chush. There's the body. There's the five senses of the person that have nothing to do with the seichel. They observe things, what they hear, feel, smell. That's the way they observe things. That's the way. The olam of chush is not necessarily meshuvet the seichel. When the olam of chush experiences two things together, it's mechaber them. It's mechaber them. If you experience the two things together, there are certain smells that place me back to my dormitory room in Merkaz HaTorah. There are certain songs that bring me back to my Sheva Brachas. I'll hear them and all of a sudden I'll be... What was... 17 years later, 25 years later, what's the Shaykhis? That's the way Chushim work. The Olam of Chush works. Now, this is very Negea. We make a big choice. We have a Seichel that a lot of times makes Seder between the Olam of Chush. We make Seder. We said, oh, we're not really in the dormitory room 50 years ago. It's not... Okay, by kids... B'chush is 1,000 times. Seichel is very, very little bit poil, especially when they're young. And even as they get older, and the seichel starts getting more, but the chush, the oilam of chush is so much more alive and so much more existent than the oilam of seichel. So b'meila, what's poiled by them much more than all the messages, all the chinuch messages, all the words, the mother and the father are saying, all the mors, the musa shmuzin, and everything that they're saying, what's spoiled by them more than anything in the world is the feeling that they had with Shas Maisa. So you could have a father talking about the chashivas and how geshmak ter is. Of the Maisa, the kid feels like he's being schlepped very in a forceful way over there. He's going to feel the inimus, the e-pleasure of that much more than anything. If the father could be, and the MS the father's errands, the father loves davening and he... Oh, but if the Maisa, he gets a frask in Panim, the kid gets a frask in Panim every time he looks out of the Siddur, the Maisa, that's what davening to him is. Davening to him is this annoying thing. But my Ram Muzgur, sometimes it's not only kids, sometimes you could have a Rebbe in Cheder also, a Rebbe in Cheder kid who could do this to a kid. It has to be a very extreme thing, but it could happen. You could create a tremendous negative association. This is a huge yisod, you have to understand this. We have to understand in the world of kids, and I'm stressing this because we don't understand this enough. It's not like that by us. By us, we know, of course, the experience, the atmosphere, the emotional part of it is a factor. But by us, the seichel is mashpia very much. We don't realize in the side of the kids, it's kamat na benimsa. I want to give two mashalim in the world of chinuch, which again, each one's a neisi b'fnei atzmai. I don't want to take a linganein, maybe we'll be chayzer to them later. Is a neuridic gemeiser. I have mentioned this in different vadim. It's a neuridic gemeiser. It's an atzma in the chiddush of Chinuch. I hope to get back to it. But Imam brings out this nakuda. Is a meish hoya. The Rabbi Yakovson had. So Rabbi Yakovson had the kid. He dealt with many tkufa of his life. He dealt with kids at risk. And this particular kid that he has to meet right away. The first meeting right away. He's like he had a whole speech ready. He said, Rav, don't tell me any shmuzin. That's not what I was missing in life. The kid was bavarding. Some of the kids, you think, they didn't hear bad enough the importance of davening, the importance of shmiris Torah mitzvahs. He said, Rav, the last thing I'm missing is shmuzin. Don't start giving me speeches. I'm not missing it. He said, I heard speeches behind this morning from my parents and mother, the whole, about the chashivas of Torah, tefillah, dikta mitzvahs, everything. He says, he turns to him and says, but I will know the real truth. What does it mean? So there's a lot of I forgot to bring in the letter. It's good of a night to see the way he describes it. But he described one certain thing. He said, Yeah, he said, I grew up in a house, Sharmat Torah Mitzvahs. My father, he was talking about his father, he said, he spent his life learning, tefillah full of Torah Vavoida. And he always spoke about it, how, what opportunity we have living. But he said, I saw the difference in my father when he spoke about Torah Mitzvahs and when he was engaged in Gashmi's Dika endeavors. He said, Marshall, he said, I'll never forget. The first time in our house we did shiputzim. Shiputzim is renovations. Anyone who knows a little bit about the Israeli shiputzim, until you put money to take shiputzim, it takes a long time, you put away money. And their renovations are not nearly your idea of renovations. They're changing around the bathrooms a little bit. It's not this could grace a thing, you know? Maybe 50,000 shekel to change a bathroom. But the Maisa, when a reich, when a young man gets the vision, it's a big thing. It's a change. And a change after 10 years he's redoing his bathrooms. He said, I'll never forget. He said, my father was a big masmid. He said, he didn't come out of Seder. But he would come, Bein Hasdarim, and would come to check out how the shiputzim were progressing. He says, I'll never forget the gleam in his eye, the animation that he had, how involved he got when he was going after shiputzim. It wasn't a mashu that he was involved when he was talking about learning. So he was talking about learning. He wasn't a faker. Kid didn't say this, I'm adding in. He wasn't a faker, but he said, see that gleam, that geschmack, that I didn't see the more living. When it, and he said other examples, when he's the chalent, other, he said he was alive in different ways. He says, I learned what was emes in life and what was emes in life. All the schmoozing, yeah, turds. I know exactly. Don't tell me anything. What's going on here? It's a whole sugi b'fnei atzmo. We have to talk about it sometime. You know, it's a different thing. It has to do with how you. The children really sees what the simcha the kids have in mitzvahs. But in Yenenu, what is the nekuda? In Yenenu is a big thing here. The parents, they gave a lot of sichlistic messages. They talked to the seichel, they gave a lot of speeches, a lot of shmuzin about what you're supposed to do in life. But there were certain shmuzin that spoke so much louder and befrat in the eyes of a child. A child knows what he feels. A child picks up vibes. And the vibes speak a million times louder than all the shmuzim in the world. And the vibes that this kid picked up from his parents, in there, where do they have chiyus in life? He felt that the chiyus in life, in gashmistic things, didn't come close to the ruchnistic things. Again, so it's a shmuz b'fnei atzmo there, but in Yenenu, this is the nekuda, the oilam of a child is the oilam of chush. Another dogma. Chaim Friedland, the Sif Sechaim, there's a Sefer on Chinuch, Mesilas Chaim B'Chinuch. So he gives a dogma also, it's another sugi in Chinuch. He's talking about how we set up the value system of our child. And how do we set up the value of the child? One of the ways is how we react when they do not good things. So he says like this, he has a tzir. I had one prat to the tzir. He says, your little daughter, Shandy, she starts saying Lashon Hara about a girl in the class. So the mother right away says, Shandy, let's take Lashon Hara. Hashem doesn't let you say Lashon Hara. You're not supposed to say Lashon Hara. Then 10 minutes later, one of the kids, the same kid, was on Shabbos, and started playing with Muksa. All of a sudden the mother says, Muksa! 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 Dr. Mr. Sechaim, what did the child just learn? What's more chomer, Muksa or Lashon Hara? What's more chomer, Muksa or Lashon Hara? Very simple. Look at what did the child feel? Lashon Hara, the mother said very calmly, you know, Shane, that's not what we do. And Muksa, all of a sudden, because in our echelon, there's a certain thing, she really, the kid starts being a lecture car on the table and starts making noise. Muksa! And I'll add on a third case. What happens if the child starts dancing with the shoes on the couch, the mother, not more than the Muksa Muksa, the mother starts, go berserk. So the child learned there are three things that you're not supposed to do. But the child knows good and well which is the most chomer. Okay. And I'm neurotic and OCD dar. Don't anyone's gonna start getting crazy. So we're not malachim, we're not kids, we'll talk about that by himself. You know, don't worry. We're also humans and yes, we have Linganenu. The nakuda over here that we're trying to say is that there's a tremendous nakuda that we don't pay attention to enough. The oilam of the child is the oilam of chosh. And in Mela, this is the oimik of the tremendous complication of negative association by children. If an adult has many times a certain association with something, but at least he has the seichel, the b'shas ma'isa was working, and later on can make seder and what's going on. The child, the seichel is so small. It's come out, everything is the chosh. And when you have the kfir, and you have so much negativity along with it, the diktuk aloch of so many of us comes as such lachatz. And by us, it's not a stira. By us, we have clear what we're doing, and the lachatz is a side thing. But the child, he hears the lachatz. He feels the lachatz. That's what he's attached to. This is the problem of negative association. This is a danger. Again, I'm stressing again. It's not a problem. This happens once, twice. This is a problem when it happens when it's a regular mahalach in our chinuch. But when it's a regular mahalach in our chinuch mahalach, kfiya is what we explain. Kfiya is not only a lack of chinuch, but it's also negative. Two things. First of all, it ignites a koich muri. The second of all, it stells avek a negative association. The child's inner attitude, inner yachas, and approach to many things is totally in our chinuch. We'll talk about that also b'hemshich, more. And this is a major factor. So now we explain a little bit the tzad of what was tonishton. You know, the kfiya is not a malach. But what's the other tzad? So the other tzad, we say, let's feed his rotzen. That's l'chayr the kshmak. Let the child choose, but this is not poshut b'chlal. I mentioned this slightly last, I want to be marchiv a little bit tonight. There's a certain school of thought in chinuch that says, Taka, maybe he's coming from this and says, okay, the way you mechanech is you feed the rust in the child, but that can't be. Sif Sechaim over there, he calls it the democratic way of chinuch. Democratic chinuch. This is the way of chinuch of the goyim. This is a possible way of chinuch. It's a totally possible way of chinuch for Kama Vesibis. We're going to mention the Mekitzer. First of all, it's not practical. There are many different things you need the children to do. You don't have enough time to wait. He's going to be maskim. Him betuva, he's going to be maskim. He's going to understand and he's going to have a rotzen. It's not practical all the times. And if you do it certain times and other times you don't do it, so what are you doing the other times? You're going to have to force him. Because you need it. You need to do it. Yeah. What happens? You got to run to a kiddush, run to a bar mitzvah, run to something. What are you going to do? Well, it's a situation in life. It's not practical. That's a technical siva. Much, much more. First of all, you're creating a monster. You're creating a human being that he only does things, he never forces himself to do anything. He only does things only after he decides, he holds that he's rotzen. Yeah, he decides that this is something he's supposed to do. Is that the way this person's supposed to be? It's a monster. This is mamish, not for now, but again, this is from the new seriousness of our door. It's what we're dealing with all the time, every day in base measures. The difficulty for a younger man or a wife to sacrifice, to do things that are hard for them. This is the direct tzitzo of this chinuch. When people are trained to do things only like, they cannot do something that's hard for them. They can't do something that's hard for them. They can't sacrifice on time together with the husband can't sacrifice. They can't do things that are hard for them. Kol shekinah makes handicap people. We'll talk about this more, I'm saying very big now. The tzitzo of training a person that only when he's maskim, only when he feels something, only when he has a rutzen for something, he does it, is, forget it, we're going to speak about it in a second, the Torah, is the chepich of a proper human being. It's a handicapped human being. It's a monstrous human being, and a zikr, not a productive human being. Just mentioning quickly. Or maybe, I don't know, there's more, but just as much, also, there's mamish chepich Torah. Read the Aleph Beis of Torah. The Aleph Beis of Torah, Yisus Chaim calls it Nasa v'nishma. The Aleph Beis of Torah is that, no, we don't understand first and then do. The Aleph Beis of what a human being in a Torah is, he's not a free agent. He's Meshuvid. A Yid, he has to view himself and his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this basic Yir Shemayim, is that he's not, he can do whatever he wants. When we train our kids, we wait, everything is a rotzen, and we train them, you only have to do what you want to do. That's a nanas v'nishma. The first thing is, you have a Kabbalah saw. The first thing is you have to do. And only afterwards, there's nishma. So, I'm saying the words now, I'm going to be marchiv in these things later. This is a major nekuda, and again, this is for us, we have to know, we felt ploim in this. It's partially because it's taka very hard. Our door is very hard, but we definitely suffered, we're all suffering from this. We suffered from the chesaron echinuch in this area. Part of the reason why it's so hard for us to sacrifice and do things that, again, that are hard for us, I mean, everyone is a baby doll today. Everyone's a baby doll. To get a younger man, to get somebody to do something, you have to put on four gloves, I don't know what, and everything. You can't do something pasha that's proper, you know that he's supposed to do. It's so hard. We suffer tremendously from this chinuch. But akaponim, it's neged what a yid is supposed to be. This is not nasav nishma. It's not nasav nishma. And we have to remember something I said a few times. Very often there's a sushtel from the yachas of a child to his parents to the yachas of a child to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first seer that a child has to him, to a higher koyach than him, is his parents. And he's matik, he takes that over to Merim Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the reason, I'm going to mark very much on these things, Memshim, next week, Memshim. We're responsible to teach the child that he has to do something, not even when he's holding by Ratzah. So Memela, it can't be that Chinuch is, we're going to wait totally for his Ratzah. This is the beer of the challenge that we have. It can't come from his Ratzah. It must be a certain way that we're not forcing him, but we're pushing him to do something that he's not necessarily holding by doing right now what Imamish wants to do. Mitzat Sheni, we can't be Koyfe. This is a description of the Nakuda that we have that we had last week. I want to throw in one more thing, a very interesting idol in the Nakuda. We said Nasa and Nishma. There is a Makkah for Nishma after Nasa. There is a Makkah Taka for Hasbaras, for making it, explaining the person, being Mephias, the Ratzon, totally the Ratzon of the child, but that's after Nasa. The best time for Hasbaras and Taka, asking the child more or less, are you holding by doing this? Is after you already did it. B'shas Maisa, he has to do it. You have to figure out how to find a way to how to make it do it. But you find times afterwards. The Shabbos table is a beautiful time. Times when there's no friction. Then is the time for Hasbara. It's a very interesting art. Rabbi Yakazin has. Rabbi Yakazin has a Muridik art. Muridik in the Kunikaych Sanefesh. He says, again, I'm just saying the Shu'as HaShmaitz. Maybe we'll see this more. B'hemshech. He says, when your Mazbir B'shas Maisa, yeah. Besides the Nakuda I just said, there's a certain kilkel, not a kilkel you do. It's a very, if you're Mayan hative, you see this. When you're Mazbir B'shas, when the child, you're asking him to come learn and he doesn't want to learn and you start explaining to him how much greater it is to learn. So you actually do a kilkel. So it sounds like negative associated with different Nakuda. When the child right now wants to do something and you're ready at a point where he's not holding and doing it and you're pushing him, there's already a little bit of friction. He has no interest right now to go clean for Pesach. And you start telling him about how great the Kinyan Pesach is. Be'etzem, the koyach of the child, be'etzem, is not holding by doing it. So what happens? Neged all your hasbara, he has to go against. It's like the story of every chiloni that has to go against, every sense to go against Yiddishkeit because he has a guilty conscience. So he's already at a time right now where there's friction between what you're doing and you're going and giving him a whole long hasbara of how great learning is, how great davening is, how great Kinyan Pesach, kibrovei. Don't you want to help that mommy keep it away? The child already doesn't want to do it because he wants to go play a game. He doesn't have the mood of doing what mommy said. Yeah? Then, on top of that, you added on a whole schmooze, whole lecture of great keep it away. He, in his kichs and nefesh, he has to work that out. So how does he do that? There it is. He has some sort of cynicism, some sort of something he puts down there. That's not him. So all the words that you told him, all the hezber that you told him, gets in the traffic of him doing what he does. He builds a certain, there's a lot of ways to say it, but a lot of things, he bets him saying, all these speeches are not true, Bechal. Yeah, people talk about how great learning is, they're not true. Why? What's the reason why he did that? Because he wasn't free to really hear what you said. The Pap Shas Mais was a Dover Mugmar by him, it was already fartig by him that he's not going to listen. So, you stuck in Yagantza Hezber Shas Mais, he has more reason to, he has to frag it up. So, he has a whole theory, or he just says. This is another reason why you have to sleep Hezbollah afterwards. There's another reason why we have to, the proper time is not B'shas Maisa. So back to the Shia. So what yet? So what we said yesterday, so we'll go over a little bit what we said. Obviously the best thing, and this is not always Nagaya, is to create some sort of outside matzev that's inviting, not based on Hezbollah. If you could make mitzvahs and different things in an outside matzev, if there could be geshmak of food there, again, this is not always nageya.
if there could be a geschmack, ambiance, you feel like a gadol, you feel like you're the older kids in the house, you feel like if there's some sort of inviting matziv that's not based on long hasboros, dafka because, you know, because you want, because you understand, but it's something that you're pushing the child to do something that he feels geschmack about, that is probably the best matziv. That would be great. But like we said, it's not always negay. It's not always possible. It's not always possible to create that outside matzav. So what do you do? What do you do most of the times? This is what we said over. This is nekuda. It's a very thin balance. The answer is yes. Avad the chinuch has to be sometimes going against the ratzon of the child. The child right now is not holding by doing this. He doesn't want to do that. Many of the times. No, it's not pshat that he has to. Yeah, many of the times, the child is not holding by doing it. You know? But there's something called kfiyah. And something called raising the child, prodding the child. Kfiyah is, and this is a very important havchana, most of the time in chinuch, without realizing, we're going against the children. Me and my wife, we already came to realize that the child's not only by doing it many times. The child doesn't want to do it. Call him a brat, whatever you want to call him. Deep down, you call him. He's a little kid. He doesn't want to do what he's supposed to be doing. And we know what he's supposed to be doing. So, be'etzem, it's us neged them. Now, the us neged them can mamish turn into a battle, which is very nakishmak. We'll talk about that also. That's mamish usr, that it comes mamish a battle between you and child. But I'm saying, let's leave that on the side, even if it's not a battle on the child. But what is it? I'm coming to tell him what he's supposed to do, and I have to put my foot down, and I have to go against what he's doing, because he's a young, immature child, doesn't know really what's the right thing. So I'm going against him. We don't realize that kamat, anytime you go against him, you're forcing. You're not bichlal, but warning his ratzin. Not only is there a lack of ratzon, but you're going against his ratzon. You're running over his ratzon. That's always going to be a force. There's another way, is that you go with the child. And this is the soyidus of chinuch. From the soyidus of chinuch is that the child should feel that you're on his side. Now, this is a hard palginon. On his side doesn't mean necessarily that he wants. He right now doesn't want. Yeah, for whatever reason. He wants to do a game. He wants to play. He's lazy. He doesn't want. But the child can feel the vibes if you're counting, you're being safe, you're being gairus as Ratzon. He could feel. There are some parents who don't care about the Ratzon right now of the child. They know what's right and they say, okay, this has to be done and that's it. It's my way or the highway. Thus. And there are some parents who, it takes a lot of work and it takes taka to know your child, to open your child, taka to really work with your child. You have to take away a midah sometimes also. They bavorn the child. And it means they see, okay, there's a person there. And they feel and they say, okay, he's not holding by doing the right thing. I'm going to help you do the right thing. I give a mushal, it's obviously a mushal, it's always better than a nimshal. Imagine if a parent's running away with the child from a dangerous thing, a fire, there's got ovma coming or something, and the child is not running fast enough. You know, the child wants to run the kid. So the father has to schlep his child. Yeah, he's rather schlepping him, he's pulling him. Of course he's pulling him. But does the kid feel he's forcing him? The kid very much feels that he's helping him get to a place where he can't get to. Again, he's not holding the everybody's helping with him. Chinuch, if you're able to capture a matzav, yes, the child's not rotzen, but you're able to be'etzem, make him feel that you're helping him to get to a thing, something that he can't get to, that is be'etzem, a perfect malach in chinuch. I'm not perfect. It's definitely a good. Why? Because you are touching his rotzen. Why are you touching his rotzen? What we spoke about a few times. Because at the end of the day, based on the fact that if in other times there's a good connection between the parents, there's a good connection. Said, we have to talk about this more. What does it mean to mashkia, to make a good, we said it means that you make a greenhouse, like the ultimate place, that atmosphere where you can plant seeds. We spoke about Zuriya in chinuch. When there's a good relationship, and the child says, this is a parent who cares about me, he trusts me, he's a parent who respects me. We spoke about this three tonight in the relationship. Deep down, we spoke about a child knows that the parent is someone is the dogma of perfection. They know that, deep down, both and Chloe. Now in this case, the child's ritzoinus, and there's a lot of times these cases, the child's ritzoinus are getting in the way of this fiction. I'm lazy, I want to play, I don't want to do this. So when you agurus the rotzen of the child, even though again he doesn't feel great about what he's doing, but deep down he knows that the person who is doing the right thing is helping him get down to the right thing. He doesn't have a rotzen befoyal, but he has a rotzen bekoyach, he has a rotzen klali over here, to do what the parents tell him. And he doesn't even chapit shemos prasmaisa, but you touched his ratzon. This is the most keseder dikka mahalach in chinuch. I mean, we'll see, I'm a little late, this will end. But this is, as a beer, what we said. In this challenge, we have to find a mahalach where we touch the ratzon. Mitzad sheni, we can't wait for the kid. It can't be nishma before nasa. It has to be nasa. It has to be that he knows he's doing things, and many times we're going to prod him, we're going to push him, we're going to even schlep him, but we're not going to force him. And this is totally how much you enter the child. You enter the child. Just one thing, I'm sorry. Sometimes, like a litmus test is, like sometimes parents in the middle, they don't even chap that the child's in pain sometimes. Sometimes, for whatever reason, on the way, in the middle of a pool of chinuch, the child's hurting him. And you could tell some parents, they push, don't even pay attention because they're lost on their side. It's me and I have to get the child to do what's right, and they lost him. There's a problem. If you're a child, if you're a parent who sees the kid is helping him, you'll chap, you'll see. We have to enter on the side of the child, help him, pull him, prod him. We say many things. You could say many words. You know, your uncle, come do it. But even if it's there, if there's a little bit of forcing, which means pushing and schlepping him, but we rekai him that he has it, if it's a rutz and kloli, to do what his seer of perfection, his parents, are telling him to do. Say that.